Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. I'm Bishop Atkinson. I'm blessed. I'm privileged. I'm so highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today, saints of God. We're excited about today's message that we pray will inspire hope and faith and motivation in your life. Today we're going to be talking about a lesson entitled Excess Granted. Excess Granted. And we're going to be looking at the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, as well as chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. So I pray that you go ahead and get your Bible, have paper and pencils ready to take notes so that you can search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. Because many of us are believing God for things and expecting things from God. And sometimes we ask, the scripture says, but we ask amiss. Today we want to be able to look at some examples from scripture that will show us how to ask for things according to the will of God and having those things granted unto you. The first thing you must do is come before the presence of God and gain God's audience. And so as we look through this week's lesson, I pray that you'll be encouraged by this broadcast. Now let's go ahead and take a look at our foundational portion of scripture that I gave you earlier, which will be Esther chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and we'll also take a look at Esther chapter 5, verse 1 through 2. I'm looking at the New International Version of Esther chapter 4. We start reading at verse number 1, and we'll see where it reads. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went into the city wailing loudly and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing, many in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's eunuch and the female attendant came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, and assigned to attend her. And she ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hathach went to Mordecai in the open square of the city, in front of the king's gate. And Mordecai told him everything that had happened, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay to the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and to explain it to her. And he told him to instruct her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Access granted. Let us pray, saints of God. Father, we say hallelujah and we sing praises to you today, for you are worthy of the highest praise. You alone are worthy of all the glory, the honor, and we worship you today in spirit and in truth. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we honor you. We thank you for the example of scripture that is given to us today about troubling time, space in our lives, how we can petition God. Help us to have faith bold enough to come before God's presence, to make our supplications and requests known unto you, Father. Use this lesson today to bring faith for healing, for salvation, and provision in the lives of your people. Deliverance. Father, we bless you. We praise you in advance, for we know that your word is true and your word is living, and that it divides asunder our soul and spirit and goes to the intents of our heart. So I thank you today for every person listening by the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, may access be granted. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, thanks to God. We looked at an example of scripture from Esther chapter number 4. And just to get a little bit of backdrop about the context of this particular message, we started out by listening to Mordecai's account of Mordecai being in distress over a particular situation. We look back in verse chapter number 3, we'll understand that one of the king's officials named Haman had a plot to destroy the Jewish people, of which Mordecai was one of, and Esther as well. So the text that we read as our foundational scripture was talking about Mordecai persuading Esther to help. And the reason why he pleaded with Esther to help, because Esther was a part of the king. She was one of the king's wives, and she had access to the king. And so since Esther had access to the king, Mordecai pleaded with her to help. And so as we look at verse number 6 of chapter 4, the final words that we read was that he sent the edict, which was the order that Haman had gave to annihilate all the Jews, in order for her to understand the situation. And he instructed her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Now the story continues on. Let's look at verse number 5 real quick, and then we'll get into some of the exhortation around this word. If we get down to chapter 5 now and look at verses 1 through 2, we're going to understand why Mordecai had faith to make this request to Esther. And here we read in verse chapter 5, verse 1, it says, on the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Someone say with me, access granted. Thank God there may be some situations and circumstances in your life that are troubling, presenting trouble in your life, distress in your life, calamity in your life. Some of you may be facing situations, or know others who may be facing situations as Mordecai was facing. It may not be the same type of situation. It may not be that you're facing annihilation, but it may feel like it, mentally, spiritually, financially, socially. And so, thanks to God, it's important for us to know that we, just as Mordecai, had someone who could gain access to someone who could do something about the situation, that someone can do something about the problem that he was having. And I want you to know today, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of his blood and the Holy Spirit, that we also have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah, amen. So we see some examples in this text of the faith that's necessary for us to act and ask and make the request known. Sometimes we have to plead and get God's attention. We see, as we look at the first few verses of chapter 4 of Esther, it says, when Mordecai learned of all that had been done, that is, that all that had been done by Haman in order to destroy his people, he tore his clothes, which was a sign of grief, and he put on sackcloth and ashes and went into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. He wasn't ashamed of his appearance. He wasn't ashamed to be seen in a state of mourning over the situation of his people. Thanks to God, there are some times when God wants us to shed all pretense of our own pride and our own self-worth and our own self-interest in order to gain God's attention. We see in this particular case that Mordecai did not hesitate when he heard the news about what the plot was against his enemies. And I pray today, some of you, you may not be personally going through a situation, but maybe you're aware of a situation that somebody else is facing, maybe a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, maybe a stranger, maybe someone you just heard about in passing. Today, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that a spirit of wailing will come upon us, that we will cry out unto God on their behalf. And I believe, thanks to God, that just as we'll see in this text, that Mordecai's cry did not go unheard. And I want you to know that neither will your cries go unheard if you make your petitions and supplications to the right place. Someone said with me, access granted. Access to your healing, access to your provision, access to your salvation, access to your deliverance. Whatever the situation may be in your life, I want you to know today that access can be granted and the favor of God can come upon your life. So if we understand and look a little bit more into this text of scripture, we learned of the plot that Haman had against Mordecai and all the Jews. We see that Mordecai became aware of the plot and he pleaded with Esther to go before the king's presence and to plead for mercy for her people. And so let's continue to read a little bit further into this text about what Esther did when she got the news. We see that Mordecai cried out, went into a state of mourning for his people, and when Esther got the news from Mordecai, let's take a look at verse number 9. Verse number 9 says that Hathach, which was the king's eunuch, went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, all the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they must be put to death unless the king extends the golden scepter to them and spares their lives. But, she said, 30 days have passed since I was called to the king. When Esther's words were reported back to Mordecai, she sent back this answer. Do not think, because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? Someone say with me, access granted. So we see Mordecai pleaded with Esther, and Esther sent back a message to Mordecai saying that no one can go before the king's presence unless they're invited. And if they go before his presence without being invited, the law is that they should be killed. So according in Esther's mind, she did not have access to the king. But she went on to say, and I want some of you today to grab a hold of that but. It's a short three-letter word, but it can be a powerful difference maker in your life. She says, in spite of the fact that the law says that if I go before him, I could be killed, she says, but 30 days have passed, and I want you all to pray with me, to fast with me, to stand with me, that I may gain the faith to act upon the request that you have given to me, and that I may follow your instructions. And I pray the same is true for those who are listening today who may be facing situations that could be fearful in your life. I pray that God will give you the faith, give you the courage, give you the boldness to go before God's presence, knowing that you have an intercessor. Just as Mordecai knew Esther could intercede on behalf of her people, I want each and every one of you to know that we have an intercessor named Jesus who makes intercession for each of us even right now. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, access granted. And so Esther sent back the message to Mordecai, following Mordecai's very strong persuasion. And I really like what Mordecai says in the end of verse number 14, where he says, "For who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Perhaps you, Esther, had come to this place in your life because God foreknew that you would have access to the king that could determine the destiny of your people. Some of you right now may have access to people who can help direct God's plan for your providence, for your peace, for your prosperity, for your healing and your deliverance. And I plead with you today as Mordecai pleaded with Esther. Perhaps you should gain access, go before those persons that you have access to, or pray that God would send others, or someone has access to people who have the answers that you need, the power, the authority that you need access to. A lot of times, thanks to God, we ask God for things, and God says now in this season that we only need to gain access. Perhaps we have direct access to the king as Esther did. Perhaps we have access to someone like Esther in which we can make the petition to. Hallelujah, somebody. God is aware of your situation. God is aware of your circumstances, and God wants to do something about it. So we see finally in verse chapter 5 now, Esther got the courage she needed. She gained the faith and the boldness that was necessary for her to make the request unto the king. And this is when we read in verse 1 to 2 again. It says, "On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes. She stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. Without being invited, she saw the king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance. And when he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her, held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. And so Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Access granted." Somebody said me, access granted. Oh, saints of God, if Mordecai had not cried out and wailed and went into a fit of mourning over the condition of his people and the circumstances that were being plotted against them, If Esther had not have sought God's faith and the will and the boldness to act upon the instructions of Mordecai, what we just read never would have happened, saints. That means access would not have been granted because she would not have even sought access to the king. And I believe that some of you today, God is saying that you could have access to things that you have not even sought after. And this is why I believe Jesus says in the New Testament text, "Seek and you will find, ask and you will receive, knock and the door shall be opened to you." Someone said me, access granted. I don't know what that situation may be in your life that you are believing God for, saints of God. I don't know whether your faith is even thought of the possibilities that, you know what, why can't it happen to me? Why cannot it happen for me? I was just speaking with someone yesterday, and I was saying there is a measure of faith that we all have, but then there's the gift of faith that some have. Thanks to God, for some of you may have that gift of faith today. And for those who don't, I pray that God will stir up whatever measure of faith that is necessary for you to act upon the instructions of the Lord. Whatever the Holy Spirit says to you or is saying to you, may perhaps even now, some action you need to take, some request you need to make.
Nope.
Hallelujah. Some prayer, petition you need to put before God. Some state of mourning or wailing you need to enter into. Put aside all pretenses of your own pride and self-interest and self-worth. This is what we see happen in this text with Mordecai and also with Esther. So now the king has ascended the tip of the scepter to her, which meant access was granted to her. And because Esther indeed acted upon the instructions, she got access to the king in order to do this. And then look at verse chapter 5, verse 3. It says, then the king asked, what is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? But to half the kingdom, it will be given to you. Somebody said, hallelujah. Esther wasn't even asking for that. But when you gain access to the favor of God, you receive those things that are exceeding abundantly, above and beyond all that you can ask, all that you can think, and all that you can imagine. So even though Esther was not going to make a request for half the kingdom, he said, whatever you ask, up to half the kingdom, if you will ask for that, it will be granted unto you. In verse 4, here's Esther's request. She knew specifically why she had risked her life to go before the king's presence. She even said earlier in one of the texts that if she perished, let her perish. But she was going to be willing to risk her life to save the lives of her people. So here's verse 4, Esther makes a request. If it pleases the king, replied Esther, let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him. Bring Haman at once, the king said, so that we may do what Esther asked. So the king and Haman went to the banquet and Esther had prepared for them. And as they were drinking wine, the king asked Esther again, now what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted. Oh, somebody ought to get what God is showing us here. He says, it will be granted whatever it is you ask. Jesus says in the New Testament, ask anything in my name, and it shall be given unto you. We see here the king says, even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted. So Esther replies, my petition and my request is this. If the king regards me with favor, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet, and I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question. So Haman went out that day happy and in high spirit. But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. So calling together all his friends, and Zeresh, his wife, Haman boasted to them about his vast wealth, his many sons, and all the ways the king had honored him, and how he had elevated him above the nobles and officials. This is how some of your enemies may seem to be prospering right now. Those who have plotted against you, those who have oppressed you. Mordecai is boasting of all his greatness. I tell people all the time, what comes before fall? Pride. So look at verse 12. It said, and that's not all, Haman added. I am the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to the banquet she gave. And she has invited me along with the king tomorrow. But all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see the Jew Mordecai sitting at the king's gate. So his wife, verse 14, his wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, have a pole set up reaching to the height of 50 cubits, and ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai impaled on it, then go to the king and enjoy yourself at the banquet. And this suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the pole set up. Saints of God, I want you to know that this is indeed a great setup. God is setting the stage for Mordecai's request to be granted. God is setting the stage for Esther's request to be granted. And God is setting Haman up to fall in the hole that he has dug for somebody else. I want you to know, Saints, when you go before God's presence, when you gain favor in God's eyesight, just as we see Mordecai found favor with Esther, Esther found favor with the king. Oh, thanks to God, I want you to know that all you need to get now is have access granted. And once you make that access, make the right request unto God. So let's see what happens finally in conclusion for this week's lesson. So Haman has boasted about all that's going to happen. He's built a high pole that he was going to impale Mordecai on. And now let's see what happens. Hallelujah. It says, that night the king could not sleep, so he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and have it read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. Verse 3, what honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him, the attendant answered. The king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about impaling Mordecai on the pole that he had set up for him. Somebody say it was a setup. Hallelujah. His attendants answered, Haman is standing in the court. Bring him in, the king ordered. When Haman enters the court, the king asks him, what should be done for the man the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought to himself, who is there that the king would rather honor than me? So he answered the king, for the man the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on his head. Then let the robe and the horse be entrusted to the one of the king's most noble princesses. Let them robe the man the king delights to honor and lead him on the horse through the city streets, proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Verse 10, go at once, the king commanded Haman. Get the robe and the horse and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai, the Jew, who sits at the king's gate, and do not neglect anything you have recommended. So Haman got the robe and the horse, and he robed Mordecai and led him on horseback through the city streets, proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Someone said, hallelujah. We're talking about what happens when access is granted, thanks to God. Hallelujah. It goes on to continue. Afterwards, Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief and told Zeres, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His advisors and wives said to him, since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin. And while they were still talking with him, the king's eunuch arrived and hurried Haman away to the banquet Esther had prepared. And so if you look at verse number 7, we see that the high pole that his friends and family had suggested that Haman put in place to impale Mordecai has become the same pole that he would be impaled upon. Saints of God, God has a plan in place to deliver you from your enemies and that all of your enemies will be scattered. We see finally in verse number 7 that Haman was impaled on the pole that he had built to impale Mordecai. And this story started with Mordecai pleading, going into mourning for grief over the annihilation that Haman had planned for his people. Oh, saints of God, those, I pray now in the name of Jesus, that those that have plotted against you or are plotting against you, that their wicked schemes and plans will come to nothing in your life, and that the Lord will rise and that all of your enemies will be scattered. So in the name of Jesus, I pray that you approach God in a state of humility today.
that you will go before God in weeping and mourning and fasting, that you will act in faith as Esther acted in faith to get access unto the king. Your king is Jesus. You can look at it, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, for now we have a great high priest that we can boldly go before to receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Access granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen.